how we assess the preferred option, hurdle criteria. Hurdle criteria are what we use to assess the suitability of options when a service needs to change, as included in our clinical services plan. Here we describe how the option was appraised by the service. The preferred option is assessed under five categories: clinically sustainable, deliverable, accessible, strategically aligned, and financially sustainable. The risk levels are identified in colour: green for low risk, amber for medium risk, and red for high risk. Clinical sustainability for the preferred option is rated green, low risk. This is because bringing specialist teams together supports workforce resilience, training, recruitment, and the delivery of a 24/7 service. Deliverable for the preferred option is also rated green, low risk. This is because bringing the service together to a single site will require more time to create the space needed at Glanwilly Hospital. The option is believed to meet the hurdle criteria, deliverable within 0 to 4 years, as many of the changes take place in this time to support the service to meet the issues being faced. Integrated community stroke services would be developed in the 2 to 4 years improvement phase. Prince Philip Hospital would become a treat and transfer and stroke rehabilitation unit in years 0 to 2, and Bronglais Hospital would become a treat and transfer and stroke rehabilitation unit in 2 to 4 years. Once the acute stroke unit is commissioned in Glanwilly Hospital in the longer term, more than 4 years, Prince Philip and Withybush Hospitals would become treat and transfer hospitals only. This phase delivery is similar to other clinical services plan options, where steps were taken within the implementation and improvement phase to address key issues, while needing to address other areas in the longer term, more than 4 years, such as radiology and endoscopy. Accessibility for the preferred option is rated amber, medium risk. This is because patients will have improved access to specialist stroke expertise and advanced diagnostics, but geographical access is not equal across the area. More people would need to travel further for acute and rehabilitation care, increasing reliance on transport services and creating pressures for families, carers and staff. Accessibility can be improved through community stroke services, local transient ischemic attack TIA clinics, and funded transport solutions, but without these, access becomes a key risk. Strategically aligned for the preferred option is rated green, low risk. This is because the option is aligned with the National Stroke Programme, with fewer units providing specialist care, local long-term strategy, and the role of hospital sites. Financial sustainability is rated amber, medium risk. This is because the preferred option is dependent on fully funding for workforce, transport and estates, and on successfully growing and retaining the specialist workforce needed. Scoring the option. The option was scored in the same way as the options already considered by board, using the same weighting for criteria and by the same options development group. Due to differences in numbers of attendees, the scores show the comparative score based on the maximum score that could have been awarded by both groups so that they can be easily compared. The scores show what criteria needed to be met and the scores received for each of the options. The preferred option, option A, option B, option 106 and option 210, and the criteria it needed to meet. The number of patients likely to need transport between sites when unwell is 55% for the preferred option, compared to 52% for option A, 46% for option B, 54% for option 106, and 50% for option 210. Compliance or attainment of standards is highest in the preferred option, at 80%, followed by 62% for option A, 60% for option B, 51% for option 106, and 46% for option 210. The impact on internal services, such as emergency departments, is 61% for the preferred option, compared to 56% for option A, 45% for option B, 52% for option 106 and 51% for option 210. The impact on external services, such as Welsh Ambulance Services University NHS Trust, is 65% for the preferred option, compared to 44% for option A, 39% for option B, 53% for option 106, and 52% for option 210. Clinical sustainability, based on patient demand for the service, is 72% for the preferred option, compared to 60% for option A, 53% for option B, 48% for option 106, and 49% for option 210. Workforce sustainability over the next 2 to 4 years is 61% for the preferred option, compared to 48% for option A, 37% for option B, 46% for option 106, and 39% for option 210. Financial sustainability based on the cost difference between now and each option is 49% for the preferred option, compared to 52% for option A, 44% for option B, 50% for option 106, and 49% for option 210. Reduction in waiting lists across diagnostics, treatments, and surgery is 65% for the preferred option, compared to 56% for option A, 52% for option B, 55% for option 106, and 57% for option 210. Patient travel time to sites is 59% for the preferred option, compared to 40% for option A, 38% for option B, 50% for option 106, and 51% for option 210. Transfer travel time impact is 59% for the preferred option, compared to 50% for option A, 41% for option B, 50% for option 106, and 52% for option 210. The impact on local communities when developing community sites is 65% for the preferred option, compared to 47% for option A, 40% for option B, 48% for option 106, and 48% for option 210. The impact on staff and patients needing to travel for regional care is 66% for the preferred option, compared to 42% for option A, 36% for option B, 49% for option 106, and 43% for option 210. The amount of activity taking place in a community setting is 60% for the preferred option, compared to 49% for option A, 40% for option B, 46% for option 106, and 48% for option 210. The impact on population's health outcomes is 70% for the preferred option, compared to 61% for option A, 50% for option B, 48% for option 106, and 51% for option 210. Addressing barriers to care, such as transport and patient support, is 61% for both the preferred option and option A, compared to 52% for option B, 52% for option 106, and 59% for option 210. Addressing barriers to equality is 62% for the preferred option, compared to 52% for option A, 45% for option B, 50% for option 106, and 50% for option 210. Summary of impacts identified. The services have captured the following impacts in Equality Impact Assessments, EQIAs. As part of the second phase of the consultation, we would welcome any further comments linked to potential impacts of the preferred option. Negative impacts. Some patients and their visitors may be negatively impacted by travel times and travel expenses, as they may need to travel further to receive their care. Some patients would be transported to the correct site by the health board. However, for return journeys home or for visitors, there may be longer journeys and additional cost either by car or public transport. Some staff may be required to travel further to work at alternative sites, which may result in additional travel costs, childcare, and carer needs. Positive impacts. Services provided across fewer sites bring different professionals together to work. This is a better use of resources and would improve service quality and continuity of care for patients. Stroke is considered a specialism. The networked model being developed and proposed by the national programme means that the preferred option is aligned to what is going on nationally. We should see reductions in a stroke patient's length of hospital stay due to the access to diagnostics, medical and allied health professionals for more hours of the week. A standalone acute stroke unit in Huelva would improve staff recruitment and retention. Ambulance teams will have access to pre-hospital video triage to support getting patients to the right place to receive the best care. A stroke clinician will be available 24/7 to support teams at sites without a dedicated stroke unit for longer, helping them make the right treatment decisions for patients. This will attract greater opportunities for education and training. Glanwilly Hospital has the highest proportion and number of Welsh-speaking staff in the current stroke unit who would be able to support Welsh-speaking patients and their families. We continue to consider ways to reduce risks or negative impacts on our communities. In this second phase of the consultation, we will want your views on how we can support people to better access stroke services if the preferred option is chosen. What follows are some of the ideas we've heard so far. Improving transport links between hospital sites, exploring public-private partnerships, shuttle buses between sites, etc. Partnering with local transport companies to offer discount or travel vouchers for set journeys or time periods, as well as review supported travel taxi costs. Community and voluntary transport services available for patients that don't meet the eligibility criteria, so they can receive non-emergency patient transport. Some patients could be entitled to help with transport costs depending on their circumstances. Patient transport advice and information is available on our web pages. Please search patient transport or ask at each main hospital's general office. Assigning designated quiet rooms or zones, improving visitor spaces at hospitals, improving signage. Also ensuring public access areas are wheelchair-friendly where possible to improve patient accessibility and comfort. Directing staff to nearby childcare facilities, such as daycare and creche services if affected by location changes. Encouraging car sharing and sustainable transport where possible. Protected characteristics and equalities. Some people with a protected characteristic may be more disadvantaged or face more difficulties when trying to access healthcare services. The Equality Act 2010 protects people from being treated worse than other people because of age, disability, gender reassignment, marriage and civil partnership, pregnancy and maternity, race, religion and belief, including no religious belief, sex, sexual orientation. An Equality Impact Assessment, EQIA, includes an overview of potential positive and negative impacts of change on people with protected characteristics. This also includes how we will mitigate them and address our equality duties. In addition, the assessment considers the possible impacts people may experience due to being part of the armed forces community, their social and/or economic position, and the Welsh language. In our policies and how we work them, we must cut discrimination, harassment, victimisation, and other contact that is prohibited by or under the Act. Advance equality of opportunity between people who share relevant protected characteristics and people who do not. Foster good relations between people who share relevant protected characteristics and those who do not. We also aim to remove or minimise disadvantages suffered by people who share a relevant protected characteristic and are connected to that characteristic. Meet the needs of people who share a relevant protected characteristic that are different from the needs of those who do not share it. Encourage people who share a protected characteristic to take part in public life or in any other activity in which participation by such people is disproportionately low. Consider how we will tackle prejudice and understanding. We have produced impact assessments for the preferred option for stroke services across Huildar. These cover the proposed changes on health, equality, environment and sustainability, quality, population health. You can read more in the full current version of the Equality Impact Assessment, EQIA, in the supporting documents area of our webpage, https://hduhb.nhs.wales/stroke-consultation. The assessments will be used to help our board when making a final decision on how stroke services will be delivered in the future in Huildar. Welsh language. 45% of people in our Huildar area speak Welsh. This is higher than the average number across Wales. We know this is an issue that affects many patients across all our services and sites. We have an ongoing programme to support staff in using Welsh. We also know how important it is for patients to be able to communicate and that language ability may be impacted by a stroke. We continue to make progress in complying with the statutory Welsh language standards. This means ensuring that all our communication, including digital, print and signage, is bilingual, Welsh and English, and not treating Welsh less favourably than English. We strive to promote a bilingual environment for everyone. We support our staff to learn and use Welsh in our workplaces and our communities. We're also working to ensure people are offered services in Welsh without having to ask, as described in the Welsh Government's More Than Words plan. We have a target to ensure that 50% of our workforce has a foundational level of Welsh by 2032. We report our progress through our Welsh language annual report that can be found on our website. The full equality impact assessment provides further details of how service changes could impact on the Welsh language, but we welcome any other comments and feedback. How can you get involved? We really want to hear from you. Information on how to get involved and share your views is available across our hospitals, community premises, and through voluntary sector organisations. We will hold drop-in events, in-person and online sessions, where you can come along, find out more information, and let us know what you think. Details of where and when you'll be able to come and meet us can be found on our website, https://hduhb.nhs.wales/stroke-consultation, and on our social media channels. We also work closely with local media outlets, including radio and press organisations, to raise awareness of this second phase of consultation. Thank you for taking the time to share your views. Everyone's input matters and will help shape the future of stroke services in our area. Please take time to read this document and tell us what you think by the 26th of July 2026. You can do this by completing the questionnaire online, https://www.huvyoursay.hduhb.wales.nhs.uk/csp-phase-2-stroke-questionnaire/surveys/questionnaire11. You can request a copy by sending an email to us or calling us on the number that follows, posting it to Free Post Huildar Health Board, no stamp needed, emailing us huildar.engagement@wales.nhs.uk, speaking to us at one of our events, visit our website for an event near you or online, or phone us on 0300 303 8322. Option 5, local call rates.